You're listening to the Fantasy FC podcast,
brought to you by Sky Sports.
Hello and welcome to episode 17, season one of the Fantasy Football Club podcast, otherwise known as Max and Merce's Premier League predictions, featuring me, Max, and Merce. Merce, hello, Merce.
Hello, Max.
We're doing this on a Friday morning, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you could apologise to those people who download the podcast on a Thursday night and have had nothing to listen to this morning, because we've really let a lot of people down there.
Why is it my fault?
Well, no, it's not your fault, but you're like you're the main face of this whole thing, aren't you? So,
face or voice?
Both.
Oh, all right. sorry, everybody.
Yeah, okay, that's it. But we are live on Facebook. All right, just there.
Yeah.
Will is holding that. That's Zinny there. He's an apprentice. YTS.
Hi,
learning
mate.
Nothing.
You all right, mate?
Will,
nice to meet you.
Yeah, this is nice, Paul Merson, former Walsall manager. Zinny apprentice. Will is holding that, but he's not showing his face at the moment. So if you have any questions on the Facebook about anything, write them down now, and then I'll get them on this, on my phone, just for those people listening on the podcast, and we'll ask those questions. Why not? What are you looking at, Merce?
I don't know.
And we're not in our normal studio, are we?
No.
We're like Smith and Jones.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Do you want to know what's on the podcast today?
Yeah.
Some big, 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 big football matches in the Premier League. There'll be our usual Q&A, and an England 1-11 from Joe Cole. You did a special with him, didn't you? Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. It was very interesting. Very interesting.
It was an important guest, so I didn't get invited.
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
And we've got one from Kasabian as well, because they're Leicester fans.
Oh, yeah.
And they've won the league, basically, haven't they? All right, do you want the feedback from last week?
Yep, go on.
Light feedback, don't we? Now, when you listen to the podcast now, Merce, it has an advert at the top of it, all right? So they're putting advertising in our podcast, which must mean that it's getting more popular.
Really? What's
it was that. It was the Winston Wolfe one, you know, the guy from.
Is
that Pulp Fiction?
Pulp Fiction,
it clears up the body.
So unless you're like 50 years of age, you ain't gonna know who Winston Wolfe is.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I know.
So when he goes, I'm Winston Wolfe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
If you're
under 20 years of age, you're 25. You don't know who he is.
Is that Harvey Keitel? Whoever it is, they've spent a lot of money on him.
Yeah.
I guess. Right. This is from Saunders 1103, who says decent. Okay. Top quality material. Definitely in my top five podcasts. Thanks, chaps. It's good. This is from Alex M.A. Smith. If you do review it on iTunes, we'll read it out, whatever it says. Merce, the best pundit around. Yeah, you're humble about that. Merce is the best pundit around. Tells it as it is and always spot on with his opinions. Max.
Thank you.
Don't worry about Soccer AM. Fenners is a bit of a genius. And made it, it's like a dagger, made it what it was at its best. Merce, please rank Gerrard, Lampard and Scholes, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, no, come on. Gerrard's my favourite player, so I've got to go Gerrard.
Yeah?
Scholes, Lampard, but there wouldn't be a lot in it. Oh, I can't believe I had to answer that.
Okay. This is from Rod Ogg. It says, top table. Great show. Have no problem with the constant eating and drinking throughout. However, I think you should incorporate it within the show as a weekly cooking segment, Merce's weekly recipe. So can you give us one, Merce, just off the top of your head?
Penne pasta, boil that up for 11 to 14 minutes.
Yeah.
And we've about 4 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Put your prawns in a wok.
Yeah.
Yeah, with some garlic.
Yeah.
Some tomatoes, chopped up little baby tomatoes.
Yeah.
Some spring onion.
Okay.
Let that cook. A little bit of juice.
Yeah.
Which comes from the tomatoes.
Yeah.
Then pour it on the penne pasta.
Yeah.
With nice Parmesan cheese all over it. Thanks for coming. That takes 11 minutes to do and 29 minutes to wash up.
Oh, that's good work. Thanks very much.
See, Jamie Oliver don't have to wash up, does he? He does his 15-minute dinners, but there's a mess. Do you think after that he starts washing up? He just leaves it, doesn't he? So it doesn't
it's
take.
Never 15
it
minutes,
doesn't
is
take,
it?
You know what I mean? That's what I mean.
It's at least 45 to prepare it.
Yeah.
Jamie Oliver's a liar, isn't he? We've called him out.
I'm not calling him that. That's liable, that is.
It is, you're right. And he's done a lot of good stuff for school children as well. So, Jamie Oliver, we love Jamie Oliver, is what we're
saying. No, I do love him, but he don't do the washing up.
Peapod Pearson says, top show. Great podcast, puts me in a good mood and cheers me up, which I need being a Villa fan. Crying face. Keep up the good work. Thumbs up. Ashbreen says, capital letters, best thing about this season. Always been a Merse fan. I remember when he signed for Villa, I was really excited, but my old man said he was over the hill.
Whoa!
Inter Toto Cup win told him.
Oh, didn't he? What have they won since then?
And then it says, Max, the bloke that was on Soccer AM, is on this podcast as well. thanks very much. Right, so we have to do, because Steve, who's the number two at Sky Sports, wants us to do a Facebook Q&A straight away.
Yep.
We have to do it right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are questions that have come in on the Facebook on here. So if you're on it, ask a question and we'll answer. We'll do 5 minutes now and then we'll do some more at the end. Jack Porter says, most underrated player this season?
Wes Morgan.
Okay. Jack McElligot, not strictly a question, just says, Merce, you're a mug.
What can I say? What can I say?
Lorna Leake says, will United get qualified for Champions League? It's not strictly
English. Who wrote that? Me?
It's not strictly English, but we get the gist.
I still think they've got a chance, yeah. I do. I don't fancy Man City this weekend, and I fancy Man United to upset the apple cart. So, yeah, I think it's still game on.
Michael Wolfenden says, will Burnley win the championship? That's exciting.
Yeah, I think they will now. I think they put. I mean, the run they've been on is just phenomenal, isn't it? I mean, I don't think they've lost for 21 football matches, and I've played in that championship. That is some doing. That is some doing.
Ben Whittingham says, Merson loves Fenners. Discuss.
What do you mean?
Well, do you have anything to add to that?
No, it's cool.
Okay. Do you? Do you love him?
Well, I thought I answered that in the question because. Okay. You said, do you want to add anything else to that?
Yeah.
So I don't need to add anything else.
Richard Stephens says, when will Wenger go?
Oh.
2058.
I don't think he will go. He should go, but he won't go.
Luke Anthony Hughes says, Merce, you still watch the Mighty Borough?
Yeah, I still follow their scores. A bit far for me to go up there and watch, but I do follow their scores, yep. Yep, they're a good team.
George Burgess says, is Cammy as nutty off camera?
No,
he isn't, is he?
No, he's not.
No, nice man.
No. John, he's a nice man on camera, but
No, that is true as well. He's nice. Yeah. He's nice on and nice off, like yourself, actually.
Thank you.
John Yoen says, "Is Moyes going back to Everton?"
Oh, don't know. What do you reckon?
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm not sure about.
I think they might stick with Martinez.
Oh, I'm definitely not sure about that.
Oh, you're not sure about that?
No,
I'm not sure about it.
No,
because I'm not
sure.
Part of the Everton board.
No, I know, but you know, be interesting.
Martin says, do you have an honest dislike against Manchester United?
No, I don't, as it goes. You know, I give an opinion. They've had a bad season or a bad couple. And you have to be honest about it. You know, it's not the Man United of 8 years ago, 7 years ago, 5 years ago. So, yeah, no, nothing against Man United. Just giving an honest opinion, haven't been good enough.
All right. Phil and Sarah Baxter say, do you think Vardy should start in the Euros, Merce?
No.
Danny Hill says, Merce is a top, top, top man, lol.
It's better than mug, isn't it?
It's better than mug. It's a step up from mug.
It's a massive step up from mug.
Callum Goss
says, I'd take anything off the mug.
Callum says, will Newcastle stay up, Merce?
Oh, they've got every chance. They've got to win their next two football matches. Crystal Palace at home, Aston Villa away. If they get 6 points out of them, Sunderland have to get five, which is a win and two draws.
Lee Yon Crown says, is Max going to be back on Soccer AM?
I don't know. Are you?
I don't think so. I've not been told anything. You know? I don't want to upset anybody, do I? Think that would upset people?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Depends if they like Soccer AM or not. If they like Soccer AM, it will. Cool.
Phil says, best Arsenal player you played with? Don't say Ray Parlour at the casino.
By a million miles, Dennis Bergkamp. Best player I ever played with.
Kieran says, Messi or Ronaldo?
I'm going to go Messi. He's a team player.
Yeah, my dad's texted, say, are you there? I'll reply Dad in a bit. Sean says, Merce, what are you looking at? It's all live. This is how TV is these days, isn't it? What's your choice for next Villa manager?
I'm going to go for Nigel Pearson or Mick McCarthy. I think they have to get that right, whatever happens. Biggest signing of the close season for Villa will be a manager that knows the championship and who can get Villa back out of that, back into where they belong.
Keith Waring says, would Merce ever consider management again? I mean, you're incredibly successful time at Walsall.
Well, I'm a foundations man, and I lay foundations for teams to kick on. I'd never say never, but I do love my job at Sky. So,
great employers, aren't they?
Yeah. So I enjoy my job at Sky.
I love Sky Sports.
I found once they very difficult management. It was hard.
You have to work all the time, don't you?
No, it's not that. If someone shouts. You know, when someone like shouts at the telly, if I say something, it's not a problem, is it? But when you're standing there, pitch
directly
side,
there.
And they're like there, and you can hear it, it becomes disheartening.
Adam Bunce, why does Merson always put West Brom to lose his predictions this season? Would have put us below Villa. 5 question marks.
What would that? Really? What, over the season, my predictions?
Why do you always? You hate West Brom, is what
I
you're
don't because I like Tony Pulis, top bloke, so I don't. And this week I have gone for West Ham to beat them.
Should Defoe go to the Euros?
I'm a big Defoe fan, but I would say no. I mean, he's 30-odd now, so no. But I'm a big fan of his.
David Smith, how runny does Merce like his egg?
Quite in between. Not too hard and not too runny, because if it's too runny, it could have salmonella.
It could touch the beans, couldn't it?
It's got to ooze. Yeah, I have Tabasco on my beans.
Do you?
Yeah.
But back to the egg, you want it... You don't want, and also you can't have that, you know, in the white.
It's very hard
enough.
To get a runny egg and it's not cold. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because if it ain't cooked properly, and then it's Dano, isn't it?
Yeah. But what you don't want is that the white's got to be totally cooked, because otherwise you've got that kind of albumin, you know, that gooey bit.
Yeah.
And that really upsets me. I'd rather a harder yolk.
And I don't like it when people put it on the plate and it's still got water on it where they boiled it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally agree. All right, look, we'll do some more Facebook questions, but thank you for them. Can you say thank you to the Facebook people?
Thank you, Facebook.
OK, right. Now, we do predictions each week.
If you're watching, I'm not a mug.
Right, predictions are currently 4-4, all right?
Right. But maybe it was 2-0 when we started.
Yeah, OK, but it's 4-4 in the predictions. If you get the right... result, you get a point. If you get an exact score, Bob on, you get 2 points. Okay, so it's 4-4. Last week, I got correct. Manchester United in the FA Cup. Wins for Chelsea, Manchester City and Arsenal against West Brom last Thursday. And I got that bang on. 5 points. You got Arsenal, West Brom, Man City, Southampton, Sunderland, Arsenal draw, Palace and exact Man United 2-1 versus Everton. In the FA Cup. That last minute goal for Manchester United in the FA Cup gives you 7 points. You are 5-4 up. You wouldn't have won otherwise.
But I did win.
Yeah, you wouldn't have won otherwise.
Yeah, but that's silly, isn't it? Seriously. That's saying if Sunderland would have scored or Arsenal would have scored, I wouldn't have won, would I?
That's different. Right, before we predict the game, so you're 5-4 up at the business end of the season, Merce, proving that you might know more about me than football, but it's still tight. Quick word on Europe. Liverpool last night, Villarreal, what did you make of it? People criticising Klopp for not playing a recognised striker, being quite defensive.
Yeah, but almost. I mean, I always think if you play away in Europe, you've got to try and get an away goal.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so important, away goal, and I just think 1-0 is a massive score now for Villarreal. I thought he got it wrong, if I'm being honest. You know, if he'd have drawn 0-0, it ain't the greatest result in the world, 0-0 away from home.
No.
And that's why I think Man City's is a decent result, because, you know, even if you go 1-0 down away from home, like we see with Tottenham West Brom the other day, you're going to still be in it and you nick a goal. So, yeah, I thought he got it horribly wrong.
But they've still got a chance. They've still got a chance at Anfield.
There's no better place in European football than a night at Anfield. On European night, so yeah, I give them every chance.
Yeah, but you're right, because even if Liverpool go 2-0 up, one goal changes everything. Do you like the away goals rule?
Yeah, I do, because it makes people have a go, or it should make people have a go to get that vital away goal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I do like it. I mean, and they didn't take advantage of it.
You mentioned City, good result.
Yeah.
I think they'd have taken anything. That's a great result for City, and then you think they could have.
Yeah, they probably missed the boat a bit, but I think 0-0 is still a good result. I still think they're well in it. I mean, you know, you'd be 1-0 down in the first minute to the 89th. You score, you're through. So, you know, they play one way Real Madrid at home. They just attack, attack, attack. So there'll be chances.
Do you think Liverpool will go through?
Yeah.
Do you think Man City will go through?
No.
Okay. Let's look at the Premier League. And do you think Atletico favourites then?
They won't beat Bayern.
They won't beat Bayern.
I see enough of that game in the second half when Bayern Munich showed their hand that they will get through Atletico Madrid at least once in the second leg, at least once.
Do you like how we're like Smith and Jones?
Yeah. It's all right, yeah.
There's a lot of real eye contact.
I don't like the shot with our rooters, do you know what I mean?
It's bad for that. That's why it's good to have a bit of a beard. Because I think I've got really quite a prominent nose as well.
You've got a big nose like mine.
I've got a big nose. But yours sort of fatter.
Yeah, it would be. Because I'm fatter than you, that's why.
Your nose doesn't get fat, does it?
My nose looks like Cole Moulton's from the streets of San Francisco.
All right, Everton Bournemouth.
This is a massive game for Martinez. I think he's got to go out. The players have got to go out and perform for him this week. Because if they don't, I think that'll be the end.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think the fans...
They were unlucky in the FA Cup, though, weren't they?
Second half they were, but it was one of them second half, wasn't it? We've got nothing to lose. You know, we're playing for nothing else. Let's have a right go. And when you, it's so much different playing when you're losing. Because the shackles come off, you've got nothing to lose. Everybody gets on the ball. You've got to be playing when it's 0-0. And I just think the fans are going to be very, very against Martinez tomorrow. And I think the Everton players have got to back him and put on a performance. And if they don't, I do think that'll be it.
I mean, if you want a game, though, Bournemouth at home is not a bad one to have, is it?
It isn't, but I watched them against Chelsea last week and that wasn't a beating, do you know what I mean?
Really?
They were better team first half, if I'm being honest, and they just didn't take their chances. And I think this is a... I'm just going to go Everton because it's home and I think the players have got to back their manager. I'm going to go 2-1.
Do you know what? I've written down my scores because Merz never believes me. I've gone 2-1 Everton.
That's worrying that you go the same.
Newcastle Crystal Palace.
I'm doing this game on
Soccer Saturday.
Soccer Saturday. And
it's a good show, that one, isn't it?
Brilliant show. Mm. And I'm going to go for Newcastle. They have to win.
They do, don't they?
You know,
and Palace have got a cup final as well, so...
I had a great argument on the radio yesterday between Jason Cundy and...
Goldstein. What was the row?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to have a fight with each other in the end.
Do you think it was a made-up fight? Because sometimes on the radio...
I don't know, but he was winding Jason up because he was saying that Palace won't drive. Newcastle will definitely win this game because they're in the cup final and this and that, and he wasn't happy.
Have you ever been in a situation where you've had a cup final and you've got league games that don't mean anything beforehand?
We played Tottenham beat us at Highbury before the Coca-Cola Cup final. Probably the only time they beat us for many a years it was at Highbury. And George left everybody out for the cup game. Let's be honest. Palace are in the FA Cup final. You don't get to the FA Cup final every week, every year. If Newcastle start off and they start steaming into Palace, please don't tell them. I watched Swansea last week.
Yeah.
Don't tell me players don't turn off. Please. They turn off. And if Newcastle get going, they win this football.
You had a good chat about Swansea and the hair gel and all that. I think that went down well.
Let me down.
Yeah.
Well, they let themselves down.
Yeah.
But did you see Jack Wilshere's hair when they went to him on the dugout? Did you see it? You can't tell me he didn't have that done Friday or Saturday. Did you see it? The line was as straight as anything. It was gelled perfect. I rest my case.
Did you think Jack's...
He didn't get up. He didn't. None of them looked like Dave, did they?
No.
This morning, he's Barnett. No.
Dave's last day.
But he didn't have any hot water, so his hair is all over the place. He didn't have his hair done.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Best hair in the Premier League?
It's got to be
Pella, hasn't it?
It's got to be. Pella's don't move, does it?
No.
Yeah. No. I'm going to go Pella.
Okay, fine. What score are you giving Newcastle then?
I'm going to go 2-1 Newcastle. I think it's a massive, massive football match for Newcastle.
2-1 Newcastle.
He's got about 12 pages. He just flicks to
Stoke v Sunderland.
Oh, Stoke. 4 weeks ago, this was a hard game. But they've let in 4 goals 3 times.
I just think you can't lose three times in a row.
Not long ago, Stoke got beat by 3 goals 3 times on the trot.
Yeah.
And I had a little dig at them.
Yeah.
And they went to Bournemouth and they ripped Bournemouth to shreds.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's going to happen here at home. I don't think they're going to be as bad as what they've been. And I'm going to go 1-1 in this game. I just at home, I just can't see them. I know they got beat by Tottenham, but Tottenham and Sunderland are not Tottenham, let's be honest.
I've given Stoke 2-0. I just think you can't... You can see four goals three times in a row. I just think everyone there will just be, guys, come on now.
Yeah.
It's not funny anymore. I know we've done all right this season. Yeah.
That, everybody always says that in the dressing room. Come on, guys.
That's why my team finished seventh. I can't do that. I'm not very good at firing people up, you know.
Oh, no, that would have got... To be fair, as you were talking then, I just wanted to go and play football. It would come back to me. I was like, why can't I be 26 again? You know what I mean? You know, come on, guys.
What's wrong with that? What would you say? I mean, bearing in
mind... Come on, lads, let's go! Dig in, let's go! We've been beat up four, three times. Let's get out now!
Yeah, but we're in a small room now. That was...
Yeah, I know.
That was a little bit noisy.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
Yeah, let's enjoy it.
It's just been beaten four, three times. They'll be going out like shivering wrecks. They'll be a bag of nerves. Fans will be on their back. They go 1-0 down again. Defoe running riot. You know what I mean? But I'm going to go 1-0.
Okay, I'll go 2-0. Watford Villa.
Oh. You know what? I've gone, unbelievably, I've gone 1-1 here. Because
really?
I don't think there's a million miles between the teams. Watford threw all their eggs in one basket last week and got beat. They haven't been playing well in the league. They haven't won a lot of football matches. No. I know they beat West Brom away, but they missed two penalties.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think Villa, before the end of the season, are going to do something. I don't know what, you know, scored two against Southampton. If they cut out their Keystone Kop defending, there's only in the centre-forwards that's the difference between these two teams.
Agbonlahor's given up the captaincy, right thing to do.
He give it up or they took it off him?
Well, that's what he said.
He's
got an opportunity, hasn't he, next year to get fit and get him back in the Premier League.
I don't think he'll be at Villa next season.
You don't think so?
No, he might. Unless they get someone very, very hard in there, like a Mick McCarthy or a Nigel Pearson, who are going to make sure that him and other players don't try and run the show.
Right.
But if they don't and the manager's not strong enough, and then no, I don't.
Last couple of weeks, I've given Villa a point or a chance. So I'm going to say Watford will win 3-1. West Brom, West Ham.
Yeah, I mean, West Brom sported it, didn't they? Went
so
away.
Annoying.
Yeah,
so annoying.
I'm just going to go West Ham here 2-1. I think West Ham have got to win the game. And I just think that they'll open the game up and try and make it a very open game. And West Brom will want a tight football match. And I think by West Brom sitting back like they do, with Carroll playing, they're going to make enough opportunities by putting the ball in the box to score.
I've gone 1-1. Arsenal v Norwich.
Yeah, Arsenal going for a top four. Nothing else to play for. I'll be like the Arlem Go-Trotters, won't I? So I'll go 3-0.
2-0 for me. Swansea-Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, Liverpool don't need this game, do they? I mean, it's before a big game. They'll make 11 changes. I think the players that go out will go out and express themselves because they've got nothing to lose. And I'm going to go a very entertaining 2-2 draw here.
Oh, I'm going to go a mildly boring 1-1 draw.
Okay, yeah.
Manchester United v Leicester City.
I think Man United win.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, when you read the book and you're sitting there around the pool and you're reading the book and it goes, yeah, they started the season this 5,000-1 shot to win the league. You'd have thrown the book in the sea by now.
Mm.
But if you'd have got to like the last page and it'd have gone, oh, when they win the league at Old Trafford, you definitely would have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You'd have thrown yourself in the sea with it. But
is that how you react to sort of fanciful stories?
Oh yeah,
throwing
no, it can't happen. It's like when I watch a film.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? You know, you watch a film and then all of a sudden someone gets a machine gun. And they go like that, and they don't hit anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That, and you throw your telly in the sea then.
I just turn my telly off then.
Okay.
I just turn it off. I go, no, can't. Yeah. Or they're running along and there's a helicopter firing at them and it's like hitting the.
What about the A-team though? That was the best thing ever on TV and no one ever got.
I did, because like, why were they always locked in a garage and they always had everything to build something? Yeah, they just had everything in there.
And a welding kit.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then
it's just coincidence.
And could make a tank.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
You didn't like that then?
Not really.
Unrealistic, the 18.
Yeah.
Well, they would never really have escaped from that high security stockade.
Of course they wouldn't have.
But it would have been a more boring TV show. Four men in a prison.
I'm going to go Man United 2-1. I just think Man United going for top four still. And it would be nice for Leicester to win it at home.
I've gone Man United 2-1 as well.
But I don't think they'll win it at home.
Southampton, Man City.
Real hard game.
Mm.
Where's it at?
At Southampton.
Oh, at Southampton.
Mm.
Yeah, I've gone draw here. It's a hard game. I mean, again, Man City, Real Madrid coming up. They've got to be careful. I'm going to go 1-1 here. Okay. I think Southampton are a good football team and they'll rest players, Man City, at their peril, and they could miss out on the top four with this.
Really? I've gone 3-1 City.
Really?
Yeah.
Obviously, you didn't look into it like me.
No, I didn't really.
No.
By the end of the predictions, I'm just like writing down numbers.
Yeah.
Chelsea Spurs. I think this is where Leicester win the league.
Yeah, I'm going to go Chelsea to win this. Dele Alli. I know they're not a one-man team. Far from it. They're a very good team, but with him not playing, I think they'll miss him. I'm going to go very, very open, entertaining 3-2 Chelsea.
Oh, I'm going 2-2. Open, entertaining as well.
Yeah, I do, because I just think Chelsea can't defend. I mean, Obi Mikel played centre-half last week and Harry Kane will have a field day, but, you know, Hazard looked back to something like his best.
He did.
I just think attacking-wise, they're good, and I just think it'll be a very open game.
What did you make of Dele Alli's little sort of one-inch punch?
You can't do that.
Can't do it, can
you? No, you can't do it. I know he's only 19, he's a kid and he's got to learn, but you do that in the Euros and, you know, he's going to be a big miss. I mean, it's the last three games, but he's got to learn. And he will learn. He's only 19, but he'll get a lot of that next season.
Mm-hmm.
This kid's a good player, so people are going to say, right, pick him up. And Jakob's a very... He will get under your skin, and, you know, that's what people are going to do to
him. Which actually makes what Harry Kane's achieved more impressive this season, because the pressure's been on him.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a bad start,
well,
he's done
it last season, you know. I mean, Vardy's doing it this season, don't get me wrong.
Mm.
But you've got to do it again next season.
Yeah.
Kane's done it again season, you know, and Vardy's got to do it again next season. So... Oh, no, Harry Kane's been different class.
OK.
So has Vardy.
Yeah, I've gone 2-2, you've gone 3-1. All right, then the predictions. 3-2. 2-2. That's what happened there.
Desmond.
We'll do a Twitter Q&A in a bit. We love Facebook and we love them as well. We love all social media, just in case you shouldn't upset someone on one of these things. People get upset about stuff. And there's no reason to, is there?
Oh, come on, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
Let's get a classic 1-11 from the Fantasy Football Club archives. This is just... for the podcast, not for you guys on Facebook. If you want to listen to this, you have to get the podcast on iTunes. We're going to go get Kasabian's.
Yeah.
Bear in mind...
This would be well pleased, wouldn't they?
This was done in 2012. Very nice, lad. So Riyad Mahrez isn't in it.
Yeah.
But here is Kasabian's Leicester 1-11.
Number one, right, we debate. It's really difficult because you've got to remember these guys come from... These play for Leicester City and... The master and the apprentice. The master was Banks and the apprentice was Shilton.
I'm going to go big. I'm going to go Shilton.
We're going Shilton?
I don't know. What do you think?
All right.
Where's he from, Elston?
Should I have a... got a coin?
Yeah.
We got a coin. Yeah. Heads is Banks, tails is Shilton. Has anyone got a coin?
I only carry notes. Has anyone got a coin? Banks. Number one. We'll keep that out because there could be some more
decisions. Yeah.
Grayson.
Simon Grayson. We've seen him come and go, mate. We've been there and worn the T-shirt, so... Larry's going to enjoy that.
He scored a goal at...
Wimbledon.
That was the best moment.
That diving header, like,
yeah. The second leg of the Coca-Cola Cup.
Yeah. Gary Mills.
Old-fashioned
leader. Great crosser of the ball as well.
And fast.
Quite fast and quite pacey. Quite a small guy as well.
What?
But, you know, that didn't matter because he was great, so... Gary Mills, left-back.
Steve Walsh. Stalwart.
Most amazing warrior you could ever find at a football club. He broke his legs for us. He recovered. He scored the winner against Derby County. It just doesn't come much bigger than that, really, to be honest.
Oh, TJ.
He kept us up.
Yeah, TJ, done.
Tony James. He kept us up against Oxford United.
We were so, on the cusp
of Tony James
down.
Is a legend,
cusp
mate.
Cusp of going down to the old third division. And it was the last, was it Oxford United?
Oxford United, top end, and he kind of stabbed the ball up in the air, and the net was about that wide, you know. really classic goal net.
TJ.
So, what round midfield, Serge? Four.
Yeah, we've got old fashioned 4-4.
Yeah, all right, we're going to have Neil Lennon. He was a terrier on our side, and we've never had anyone replace him since, so Neil Lennon was, wonderful midfield player.
Muzzy, is it? If you can't, I think they complement each other.
Yeah.
Like cannon and ball, you know. I think they're like a.
You're right,
you can't
yeah.
really have one without the other. They read each other's game. And Muzzy is the most talented footballer I've seen down the city.
Right, left wing. I think Steve Guppy, man.
Guppy.
We're going like our era, though, ain't we?
Proper going on. We're supposed to
put Frank Worth on the left. We've got to stick Frank Worthing in. Can we stick Frank Worthington in there, please? You know he failed a medical for Liverpool. Do you know that? Yeah, he did. Shankly was going to sign him, and he failed a medical because apparently he'd been... Yeah, and then he went to Bolton Wanderers. My dad told me that, and it's the truth, yeah.
I suppose you got to put Tommy Wright in there, haven't you?
Can we switch Tommy Wright to left midfield? Because he was like a little Scottish chap, and he scored some wonderful goals. Ooh, Tommy Wright, yeah. Tommy Wright, definitely. And we'll put Frank Worthington right midfield. What a midfield that is.
Okay, yeah.
Fantastic. Now we've got two centre-forwards, yeah? It has to be Gary, doesn't it? Welcome Gary, home.
Yeah, you can't not have a Leicester side.
I mean, he isn't like Mr. Leicester. Stan Collymore.
if he'd been there long enough, he was only there a month, wasn't it?
Julian Joachim.
Oh.
Joachim over Heskey.
Yeah,
we're going for Julian Joachim.
Crown Jewels of England.
Crown Jewels of England, as you call him. What about manager? Martin O'Neill, come on.
Walsh,
yeah. It's Captain Walsh. I call him Captain Fantastic, you know, so.
He's in your phone as captain.
He's under my phone as captain, yeah, which is crazy, you know.
Right, that was Kasabian's Leicester 1-11. We'll get more Facebook questions in a second. Let's do a Twitter Q&A. I went on Twitter for this. Peter Hunter says, what colour socks have you got on right now?
Red with little polka dots.
Oh, nice.
And Max has got his school ones on.
I've got these, like a sort of thick, mottled grey American
school
apparel.
Ones.
They're good, they're thick, though. They're nice.
Yeah, it's 28 degrees out.
Mark Reynolds says, have either of you ever borrowed a kitchen appliance from a famous neighbour?
I ain't got a famous name.
Yeah, I once borrowed Trevor Nelson's microwave in 2011, and I still have it.
still have it.
James Shipton says, who would you replace Wenger with in the summer?
Ronald Koeman.
He also says, what's better, finding a tenner in an old pair of jeans or a good sit-down after a long day? I'd say the tenner.
I'll go to sit-down.
The tenner, because it's rarer, isn't it? Suki says, would Merce have... feet made of cheese, right? Or cheese-smelling feet?
Where am I living with these feet?
Where you are now.
Oh, so, okay.
You're in the UK. You're in somewhere in South London.
So I'm not living in a sewer?
No, you're not living in a sewer with the rats around.
Yeah,
No.
Well,
and you're not on like a hot...
I have smelly feet.
Okay, fine. James asks, what car do both of you drive?
I have a rented Seat.
I have an Audi 3, A3. I did apply for Top Gear, right? As like the
what's the A3, the little one, the two
door? Yeah, you know, it's got doors at the back as well.
Oh,
it's like a hatchback.
Oh right.
Mm. But it beeps a lot when you're trying to park. Very annoying. Andrew says, who does Merce think should get the Villa job?
Mick McCarthy or Nigel Pearson?
Daniel says, how gutted will you be when Ozil and Sanchez leave? Thoughts on the Europa League? Hashtag Liverpool. He's asked lots of questions in that.
They're not leaving, are they?
Ah. Chris says, do you prefer pointing at ducks when they're on water or in mid-air?
If I'm with Freddie,
yeah,
either, but probably water.
Daniel says, why are we a day late recording this?
Because... I don't know, really, because we had a special, didn't we? So we weren't in. So we come in today and done it.
Mm. So this is a good commitment to us. We're not getting extra for this. So we're doing this for you guys on iTunes and you guys on Facebook. David says, how long will Conte last at Chelsea? Christmas, ? And then he does the monkey emoji with the hands over the eyes.
I don't think he'll make it through to the end of next season.
Really? Will Conte sign Kante?
No.
Who was your footballing idol while growing up, says Ozzy B. Michael Cheetham for me and Teddy Sheringham. You?
My hero is Ray Wilkins when I was growing up.
Tex Wade says, does the high calorie count of pork pies put you off eating them?
To be fair, that's weird because I was talking about this last week. I haven't had a pork pie for ages.
It's quite a commitment,
I
think.
I used to cut up my pork pie into four and then smother it in mustard.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think a whole pork
and then
pie.
Always used to think, why did I put that much mustard on?
The jelly is an issue for me.
Yeah, it's not great.
And
so you don't like jelly deals?
No, I don't like them at all. Also, I just think it's a huge commitment, a whole pork pie. like a slice of it. Why are you looking at your clock?
No, because I thought it was a bit later than that, so go on.
Oh, that's fine. But that's what it is. It's just a big commitment. Like, I'd take a Scotch egg.
Nah, pork pie, but I haven't had one for a long time.
James Leosi says, who is Mercy's favourite WWE wrestler?
It used to be Stone Cold, but I don't really watch it anymore because the boys have grown up.
Really, yeah.
So I don't watch it. Hopefully Freddie won't.
I like Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah. Mm. We used to go all the time.
Did you?
Yeah.
Take this one finally from Ross. It's a good one. How did either of you make it to TV? Merson especially, clown.
Don't know. I got phone call one day off Sky. I said, would you come and do a soccer special on a Tuesday?
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that was it? Were you good? Were you nervous?
Yeah, very.
Oh, yeah. What game did you do?
Hull v Barnsley.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And were you good at it?
No, I don't think I was.
All right.
No, honestly.
Really? I just sent a 5-minute show read of me sitting on a sofa with Vanessa Feltz. I mean, nothing strange happened. And I was desperate for work, really. And then they rang up. Time. It's all about timing, isn't it? Luck and timing.
Yeah, cool.
And, you know, they found out that I had extensive knowledge of football.
Yeah, I think that's what nicked it for me. I do believe I know my football.
You do know it. But thanks for the question. We'll do...
How could you say thank you for that?
Because you've got to welcome...
Just call me a clown.
Positive or negative. It's just, you know...
You can't thank someone for calling you a clown.
Listen, we have to be open-minded here. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
And they are, but I don't have to say thank you.
No.
For saying... You know what I mean? I can respect him for calling me a clown because that's his opinion, but I'm not going to say thank you. Do you know what I mean? If I'm in Waitrose later on and someone comes up to me and goes, idiot, I'm going to go, oh, thank you. Thank you.
To be honest, clown is, it's almost verging on compliment for me. So yeah. I'd go with it.
Clown.
Well, we'll get Joe Cole's 1-11 in a bit. His England 1-11, that's what you picked,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
He's a guest on the Paul Merson special. So I'm not on the telly. Apologies, Max Rushton fans.
All two of you.
Would you like to know when you're on the telly?
Yeah,
because I'm not on the telly. Yeah. Just to be clear here, I'm not on it. So,
are you sure you're not warming up our show? Like with a 5-minute thing? Or
something? Maybe. Just do one of my funny anecdotes. Some of my observational humour. My political satire or something.
Come on, guys. Let's go. Come on. You've lost 4 games on the trot.
You are on 6 PM, Sky Sports 1.
Yeah.
You're on 10:45, Sky Sports 1.
Good.
You're on 2:15 AM, Sky Sports 1.
Good.
After the live MLS game. And you are alone, Paul Merson, the warm-up for Soccer AM. You have finally made it. I'm not even the warm-up for Soccer AM. Congratulations,
thank
my friend.
You.
Well done. Should we just finish on some Facebook questions? Will Barnes says, do you think that's it for Tottenham or do you think they'll challenge for years to come?
No, they'll be around for a long time. I'll make them one of the favourites next season. They've already got a very, very good team.
Scott Baxter says, Merce, take over Villa. You'll bring them back up.
He won't do that. I would.
Would you?
Yeah. What?
Would you?
Of course I would.
How many promotions?
I get Ian Taylor with me straight away as one of the coaches. Right. Dion Dublin as well.
Yeah.
And us three would take them straight
Dion's,
back up.
Dion, so I can't do Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays because I'm trying to do up a semi-detached house in Carlisle.
No, believe me, or what's the name?
And Ian Taylor's selling his headphones.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay. Damien just says, pork pie, thumbs up. So watch it on Facebook. Thanks, Damien. Appreciate that. Darren Duke says, do you think Chelsea are the team to beat next season?
No.
Given they'll have no European football?
No, far from it. Far from it. I'm a Chelsea fan, but far from it.
Lee says, who will win the World Snooker Championship? Bill Werbeneck,
I reckon. I'm going to go. I think Selby wins it.
Yeah.
I think Selby will go on and win it.
Ryan says, does Merce know what a Parmo is?
No, what is it?
It's that chicken. It's in Middlesbrough, isn't it? Or is it Sunderland? It's like a deep fried chicken and Parmesan in a wrap. Their version of a kebab.
No.
You've said we're done next, Arsenal. Marcus says, Merce, when are we going for a pint?
Don't know. Where does he live?
Doesn't say. It's quite an open question.
Oh, OK.
Whenever? Paul says, if Merce could turn the clock back, would he have been at the civic reception at Pompey when he won promotion with Portsmouth? Paul from Portsmouth.
Paul, I wouldn't. And the story was, my boy was playing in a cup final. And that's why I wasn't there. So That's why I wasn't there.
Okay.
No other reason.
Terry says, favourite non-league ground you've been to?
I haven't been to many. I'm probably going to go... Cool.
I go Welling, right? Because at Welling, A, we bought a Chinese takeaway and they let us bring it in, which is nice.
No, that's nice.
And because it was so low, the away end, if the game got really boring, you could just watch the buses and the traffic go by behind the goal.
You're not mad travellers, are you? Oh my God. You must have had police escort everywhere you went. Was you? God. I wonder they let you have a Chinese.
I'm wild. You know, I'm wild.
God,
that Chow Mein, could have gone everywhere.
Let us bring our Chinese in or we're going to ruin this place. God.
Andy says, would you buy Villa for 50p or get a packet of crisps?
Buy Villa for 50p.
George says, what player would you bring back from the past to play for Arsenal next season?
Dennis Bergkamp.
Liam says, where are West Ham going to finish this season?
Just short six.
Dan says, is lemon meringue pie one of the greatest hidden desserts, or have you another hidden away for a Sunday roast clincher?
No, that lemon meringue. I do like a lemon meringue pie. Yeah,
I prefer a cheesecake, as long as there's enough biscuit base, I think. Or a like brownie.
Yeah, I do like cheesecake. Yeah, it's good, isn't it? No, I like cheesecake. Oh, I like that. I like key lime pie.
What about an affogato? You know, with your vanilla ice cream with an espresso poured into it. Zinni, don't just side with him because it's Paul Merson, all right? I know
you're
an apprentice.
Have you ever heard of that?
Never.
Nor me. So you put a hot espresso
onto vanilla ice cream, you pour an espresso in.
And then that just melts away. So now
that doesn't melt
it's
away.
Just like, why don't you just get the coffee and then just put a dump of vanilla ice cream in it?
Well, you could do, but it's not. That's not. It doesn't look as good to dump the ice cream in the coffee.
It doesn't matter. It's all going to melt away, isn't it?
By that rationale, we should just get all the food we eat of a morning and mix it up in a Magi Mix and then just pour it down ourselves.
People do that.
No, they don't. Who does that?
Of course they
breakfast,
do. They
lunch,
have,
and dinner.
They have one of them, what are they called, that you put everything in, like a blender. Of course some people do that.
Yeah, they don't blend all the food they have, do they? Mark, will Ireland get out of the group in the Euros? I can't remember their group, but it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is tough. They will need some luck, but you never know.
Jason, does Merce take back his comments about Leicester having a tough game before the Swansea match?
Oh, not many. Mm. Yeah, got that horribly wrong.
You did get it wrong, didn't you?
Horribly wrong.
It wasn't me, was it?
It was Swansea players, wasn't it?
You did get it wrong.
How did I know professional footballers were going to lay down? How did I know that?
Well, you didn't know that.
Exactly. That's why I said I thought I had a chance.
Come on, guys.
If I'd have known that...
You said they just needed a come on, guys. Garth says, watching live from Perth, Australia. Hi, Garth. When will the Everton boss be sacked? Will it be today?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it all depends on tomorrow's result, if I'm being honest.
Anthony says, why do you always hate Newcastle? You don't give them a chance.
What score have I gone for?
Oh, God, 2-1. You've given them a win, haven't you? 2-1.
2-1.
But yeah, we have.
And then next week I will be giving them another win at Aston Villa. So there's two.
Neil says, Mercy, football god. Maybe Mercy, football god. I think it's a compliment for you in some way. Ryan says, Middlesbrough is the Palmo. It is, Max. Get Yazzle one down, you both. Charles says, please can you shout out to Stowe School?
Hi, Stowe School.
Hi, Stowe. David.
Really should be doing maths or history or geography. Should really be listening to this.
What is it? It's like 10:45 now, right? So who's watching?
Are they on a milk break?
Live on Facebook. I think the majority of people watching this are on the toilet. And hopefully they haven't been on it for 40 minutes, because that is a surefire way to get piles. The consultant told me just 2 minutes. That's what you should spend. In, out. Prince Bannerman III says, forks for arms or spoons for legs?
What's the ground like?
I reckon it's just the normal turf that you walk on. So like your normal flooring at home, when you're outside in the park walking.
Yeah, I'll go for fork then.
You've got to go. Because also forks similar to forks for arms.
I would have gone spoon if it was like heavy underneath, like where you can just scoop.
What, the sand?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but ladle is a better angle, isn't it? Because the spoon's quite flat. I think forks for arms, because they're sort of similar. Andrew says, how do you think Liverpool will get on next year with hopefully some of Klopp's players in, Kiss?
Yeah, I know. I think they'll be decent next year, Liverpool. I think when he gets the players he wants in and the players out that he wants out, I think they'll be a bit of a force.
Josh says, Max, thoughts on Cambridge's chances next season? Yeah, good. We got Sean Derry the job, didn't we, Merce?
Yeah.
You did.
But I think they're unlucky this year, weren't they?
Wimbledon have to lose three and we have to win two and we're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it's very unlikely.
One already.
They lost
to Pompey.
Charles says, hot dog or steak and ale pie?
What's the hot dog got on it?
It's got onions.
Yeah.
It's got mustard.
Mm. Probably tomato sauce.
You can have a mix of...
What's with the steak and
ale pie? You've got crushed new potatoes and you've got mixed veg. But sort of steamed, like steamed broccoli and peas.
A lot of gravy.
The pie is perfect. The pastry is crisp and the steak just falls apart.
Has the restaurant got mustard or when I order the...
Yeah.
Order the pie and it comes and I go, can I have mustard? And they go, oh, we ain't got English mustard. No, we've got Dijon.
Dijon.
You know what I mean?
Definitely Dijon.
Yeah, I don't,
the West Indian
I don't
mustard.
Want, yeah. What is it called then?
Dijon.
Dijon. So I need to know all them kind of things first.
The mustard will come in a ramekin. So it won't be in the pot, but you'll get a selection. You'll get whole grain, Dijon and English.
I haven't seen that before.
No, that's what you'll get.
All right.
Leighton says, who's your favourite defender? Ever.
Ever?
Maldini.
Mm.
There we go. Dan says, as a heads up, pudding wise, the only other answer is sorbet.
Yeah, I used to love a sorbet. Like in the orange still.
In the orange?
The orange was in then the
sorbet. We hollowed out the orange.
Sorbet. Yeah, and they put it in there.
No
oh,
way.
I used to love that.
What's your favourite breakfast, says Tom?
My favourite breakfast is scrambled egg on burnt toast with baked beans.
You've got to have a hash brown on there.
No, I don't like hash browns. I don't like hash browns.
Do you not like them?
Well, I don't like hash browns.
No. I mean, but that's, in a way, that's sort of what makes the world a beautiful place, that people are different.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, we're different.
Wayne says, oh, come on, guys. Barry says, when did Merce start going grey?
I think it was August last year. First show. No, I mean, been grey for a while now.
Yeah, me too.
About 4 years.
And you don't want to dye it because when you go totally white, Philip Schofield.
He'll be on the One Show.
And that's the dream. Your phone's ringing, Merce. Who is it?
Oh, it's my brother, Keith.
Oh. Keith, who went up to you with Middlesbrough, didn't he?
Yeah.
I've just got to the Middlesbrough chapter in your autobiography. Right. Excellent book, by the way, How Not to Be a Professional Footballer. It's not for kids. Richard was on the toilet. As I said, when he's just said that. Tony says, I've been on the toilet for 189 hours. Becky says, new show, Max and Merce on the sofa. I've pitched it already. They'll never take it. Would you do that with me?
What sofa?
Well, just any old sofa.
No.
Why not?
What, is it on Sky?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Tom says, is this a food or a football Q&A?
Wherever Max takes it.
Merce, what a lad. Full English or roast?
Oh, roast dinner all day long. All day.
Eamon says, why does it look like you're in a little cupboard? Just do a full turn, please, if you would, Will. Because... We are in a little cupboard. Merce asks, Helen Chamberlain or Max Rushton?
Max.
Graham says, come on the hash browns.
Yes.
Dan says, hollowed out orange with sorbet.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, he says, Merce, next time you're in York, we're off for a few scoops and a sorbet. I'll get the beers, you get the fruity ice-based desserts.
Oh. Can't think of any worse a cocktail, could you?
Ruadri says, do you think it's inexcusable for a professional footballer to be one-footed?
No, because I was.
I think my left foot's better than yours.
It would be.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it would be.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
But my right one's 1,000 times better than yours.
That is true. Eto says, please give me money.
He should have enough out, shouldn't he? He paid in Russia on $200,000 a week. Seriously, what's he done with his money?
We need to start our campaign. Just £2 a month and we will get it to Samuel Eto'o.
Yeah.
You know, just to keep the wolf from the door.
Can't we do a concert for him?
Yeah, we can. That's good. Paul says, what goes on the kebab? All or nothing?
No, my kebab is chicken kebab with loads of salad.
Yeah.
Loads of salad.
Yeah.
And chili sauce.
In my student days, which was when I was a professional kebab eater, chips, cheese, doner meat, all the salad, burger sauce.
I don't eat doner meat.
No, and you don't eat doner meat, and that is why you are basically the zenith of the biological optimum of man. There he is. That, ladies and gentlemen, that is what you want to be. Me, even my doner kebabs, look at me.
Yeah.
You know, 37, I've peaked.
Straight to Isleworth Station with a guitar in about 10 minutes.
This bit here, what is this bit?
Dressed like an oily lamp.
Sean says, wish my grandfather a happy birthday. He's 100 today.
What's his name?
Sean's granddad.
Hi, Sean's granddad. Happy birthday. 100 years. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Wow.
That is very impressive.
And he gets a Christmas card off the birthday card off the Queen.
Isn't
as
it?
Well.
Telegram. Yeah.
Is it Telegram?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Is that enough?
Sorry?
Is that enough for today?
Are we still in today, are we? I thought it was Saturday. Seriously.
All right, look. Thanks for... thanks for listening or watching or doing whatever. You know, you can go off the toilet now.
And thank you all for your...
Thank you all for your questions. But not thank you for the man who called Mercer Clown, because he's a very nice man.
Like the man who called me it? Or...
He's a very astute man. You're a very nice man. Here is Joe Cole's England 1-11 in conversation with Paul Merson. I wasn't there. I'm not bitter about it.
You can go and do one if you want.
No, I'm never invited.
But you can do one.
They never call me for that. Have a good weekend.
Right, finally, Joe, we're going to pick your best 11 players you ever played with England.
OK.
What formation? Please don't say 4-4-2.
4-4-2, get it in the box. No, I'm going to play with a diamond.
Right.
But simply because I'm going to try and get the best players into the system rather than, you know...
No, I'd rather you get the best 11 you ever played with.
Best 11 I've ever played with.
Your goalkeeper?
Seaman. Like, I've played with Robinson, James, Scotty Carson, and they're all good goalkeepers, but David Seaman was special. Like, he was 35 at the 2002 World Cup, and I think a lot of people were worried about it, and he was unbelievable. I remember playing Nigeria 0-0, and they battered us, they popped us off the park, and he kept us in the game. It's just a shame for him at that tournament when Ronaldinho dinked him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? People, that's, you know.
People remember that, don't they?
He was brilliant there.
Yeah, I played with
him. I think if he would have been born maybe 5-10 years later and we'd have had him for another 10 years, I think that would have made a big difference in our team as well.
Right back?
I think Gary Neville. I think people don't realise how good he is. And he was a leader, really. I would go as far as say he was more our captain rather than Becks, do you know what I mean? He was he was the geezer who was sorting everything out. You know, he's like he's double lively, isn't he?
But he's top drawer, he would get in mine as well.
People don't appreciate him. And he was good with me. He was one of the first faces I see when I walked in, the first big player I see, and he was always good with me and always helped me out. And, you know, he kicked lumps out of you on a Saturday.
Yeah.
You meet up with England on a Sunday, and he's a lovely guy.
A winner. Are you left back?
It's only one, Ashley Cole. There's been no surprises there. I mean, I played in front of Ashley, and that was just... It just makes the game easy for you. Just, you know, like, little things, Merce. You look at some players, and they might have the same... They might be as quick as Ashley or as strong as Ashley, but he would just give you the ball at the right time, on the right foot, the right side.
Yeah.
And I think he's made a lot of players look really good in front of him, because he just, you know what I mean? Like, I knew he was coming on the outside, so I'd be able to reverse the ball to him.
And
it was good. Good player.
No, I thought he was the best left-back in the world, I did. You need two centre-halves?
I think it's got to be two out of three. You know, Sol, Rio and JT. I'll have to leave Sol out just for the reason that I played with the other two more, really. I think all three of them were colossal, weren't they? JT, reading of the game. People don't appreciate how good he is on the ball. He'd be my captain as well. I think Rio's more adapted even to the modern day football. He could play in any era, Rio, because he can do everything. There's nothing he can't do. you know, JT's as well gives you a threat in the other box. He scores a lot of goals. So between, they're just solid.
How's he not get another year at Chelsea?
That's incredible for me. Just the influence he has at the club and what he means to the fans.
Yeah.
Without the football, without the fact that he's probably still their best centre-half, without that, just to keep the continuity, like what Fergie done at United with Giggs and all that, that should be done at Chelsea with Lampard, Terry, Ashley Cole, Peter Cech, Drogba's and...
Change too quick.
You know, and that could be very dangerous.
Right, who's going to be the holding person on the diamond?
I'm going to set up with a midfield four.
Right.
And, you know, it's going to be...
Just go and just give them...
It's going to be fluid. Right. I'm going to play, actually. I thought about this earlier as well. Holding at the diamond, I'm going to play with Gerrard. Yeah, I remember playing with Stevie at under-18s. And first time I seen him, and the epitome of a player that can do anything. If he wanted to play centre forward in the Premier League, you know he's getting you 20 goals. If he wanted to play centre half, you know he's, you know, you're going to keep clean sheets. He's got everything, and it's a shame to put him in that position. But I think just to get
he'll
him
get
in,
everything,
just so trying to get everyone getting everyone in the team. On the right side of the diamond, I'd go Bex.
He doesn't get the credit he deserves.
No, he doesn't, and. And when I first got in the squad, I think that was probably sort of his peak years for England. Mm. I remember going, I had one of them moments where we were warming up in Japan for the World Cup, and I can't remember who we were playing. And it was a warm-up room, big, like this barn, it was quite big. And we're all in there messing about before the game. We're trying to hit a clock with at the end of the thing, 30 yards away. Like, all messing, missing it by a bit and so on. And he's bowled in, about 10 minutes before kick-off, dropped the ball down, whipped the clock, hit it once, the ball's come back, hit it again, and then he's hit it again, he's fallen off and he's walked out. And I've just like looked around and thought, I'm never going to be a player. That is the standard. Like, that was like so unbelievable. In terms of what he done for England, he was tremendous.
Yeah, brilliant. And on your left-hand side?
Frank. Yeah. And again, like, that's where he played for Chelsea, that sort of left with a sitter. You know, but he can always... Frank could play in any of them positions in the diamond.
Yeah, unbelievable player.
Unbelievable player. And the best finisher I've seen, and bearing in mind I've played with some of the best strikers in the world.
And that good at finishing, yeah?
Yeah, that good. What I would say to young players now is watch Frank. It's not just the finish, the strike. It's that the touch is always there. He'd get it out of his feet at the right moment, do you know what I mean? And it'd always be in that nice in front of him, so coming onto it nice. You know, like some players, it's under their feet and they're scooping it over the bar and things like that. But, and that just comes from years of practice at West Ham, constantly doing it. Where he's a few years older than me, Frank, I'd watched him do that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get better and better. And he could do things that I couldn't do. So I was, like, trying to improve. And he was just brilliant in and around the box.
Yeah, different class.
Yeah.
Who's the man who's got to make things happen?
Scholesy, in where he should have played, for where he started off at United, in the number 10. But, again, you could swap him with Gerrard because he played deeper the older he got.
Yeah.
Like, he's probably the most technically gifted English player I've seen. Silent assassin.
Silent assassin or just not, couldn't tackle?
Or just an assassin. There was nothing silent about it, was it? Remember another one before the first World Cup when he was the main man, the star. We're doing a keep ball and I've got the ball and I'm twisting and turning and he's gone through me. I thought, I ain't having that. They were playing the next day, so the ball's gone lovely onto him. I've just cleaned him out and there's like he's in the air and Sven and all the stuff. Like, no, you know, I'm like I've got what? I mean, and so but he didn't say nothing, you know. No. I think a young kid kicking lumps out of him, he'd kick lumps at you, but technically
no one could get near him, could they?
No one could get near him. And it doesn't make sense because you know he couldn't run, you know, he wasn't particularly blessed physically, just a super talent.
Unbelievable player. And then you got two up front?
Two up front. Michael Owen, one of them. Another one, because his career was bright so early, and then he sort of it had a long taper down where he was struggling with injuries. Between the ages of 17 and 23, he was electric. There weren't a striker in Europe who could get near him. He was like a killer, weren't he, in front of goal. I love playing with strikers with good movement.
Yeah. I mean, I hated playing with forwards that couldn't run.
Yeah.
I used to hate it because I used to think if I'm getting the turn in here and I've got a part, who am I passing to? I mean, they made it so easy. Michael must have been an absolute dream to play for. He's electric.
You get plenty of fast players. You get they're to a penny, but he was clever with his movement.
He was like,
he was so clever with his movement. And he should be, I don't know, involved with England in some way, working with his strikers. I don't think we've got enough strikers. Rashford's one coming through. He looks like he's got that movement.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because he hasn't always been a striker, Rashford. I was talking to someone about him the other day, but he looks like a natural mover. Mm. But he's... them players make you pass it rather than you looking for it.
Yeah.
You don't have to think. It's just on, bang. Yeah. So he was a dream to play with. And the other one is Wayne. I've always felt Wazza can play in every position. He could play in a 10, but I've liked him as a 9. I think, you know, particularly when he's coming onto the scene with his pace and power and his movement, he's probably the most complete of the players because he had that bullish strength. Yeah. And he's a great lad as well. You know, he's got that big game mentality. He'll always turn up on the big games, and he's the one you want pressing the centre halves, and with his skill, we can drop into the hole. Yeah. Gerrard could run behind. I think that team would win a World Cup.
Can you believe there's questions about him going to this Euros and not going?
For me, that's incredible because we've had a couple of good results, but people forget he's England's top goal scorer. You know, what he has carried England for so long with his goals and his assists, and similar to JT, for them young lads, just having... If it's all going wrong in one of them games and they're getting popped off the park, who are they going to look to?
Yeah.
They need someone who's been there, done it, say, right, lads, listen, get back in. We've got to see this out. And if the ball drops in Euros in the final to any player, I'd want it to be Rooney. You still don't know how the others, although they're great players and talented, you don't know how they're going to react to that kind of pressure.
Well, I wish you all the best, mate. I mean, you give me a lot of pleasure watching and playing against you, mate.
I thought you were top draw.
In yourself.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football FC.
For other podcasts you might enjoy, head to skysports.com/podcast.